God, why do I look like midnight when my mother looks like dawn? Please make me as fair as the parents I'm from. I want to be beautiful, not just to pretend. I want to have daylight. I want to have friends. If you hear me, my Lord, and would like to comply, may I wake up as bright as the sun in the sky. Amen. When Mama came in to wake her for school the next morning, Solwe rose to find not a trace of daylight in her midnight skin. Solwe told Mama everything. Mama asked, "What is your name?" "Solwe," she muttered. "And what does it mean?" "Star," Solwe whispered. "Brightness is not in your skin, my love. Brightness is just who you are. As for beauty," Mama said, rubbing Sulwe's stomach the way she always did to comfort her, "you are beautiful." Sulwe sighed. "Well, you're beautiful to me, but you can't rely on what you look like to make you feel beautiful, my sweet. Real beauty comes from your mind and your heart. It begins with how you see yourself, not how others see you. Now up you get and out you go." How could she, as dark as she was, have brightness in her? How could she have beauty when no one but her mother seemed to see it? How could she be a star? That night, a shooting star appeared at Solwe's window. "The night sent me," the star said. "Come with me." Solwe hopped onto the star and off they went. "Long ago, at the beginning of time," said the star, "there was night and day, and they were sisters. They loved each other very much, but people didn't treat the sisters the same. People gave day pet names like lovely and nice and pretty. People gave night names like scary and bad and ugly." She felt very hurt every time. Well, Night got fed up and walked right off the earth.